Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, after reviewing Democrat Dan Kildee's May 8, 2019 dishonest comments in our local newspaper regarding the H.R. 9, the Climate Action Now Act, passed in the House of Representatives May 2nd, I am genuinely disgusted by his Paris Climate Accord remarks. Firstly, the Paris Climate Accord, a world globalization agreement, is not good for our America. Former President Obama used an executive order 2015, knowing that Congress would not approve the shameful agreement joining the United States. The Paris Climate Accord is a pact sponsored by the United Nations. The United States would have been forced to shell out billions of dollars or nationally determined contributions, giving away money to developing countries which are not compelled to follow these fraudulent climate rules. Under the Obama administration agreement, the United States would pledge $3 billion to the Green Climate Fund. Now, why would America give up its own policy to other countries? Representative Kildee did not state any of these facts in his interview. According to Kildee, if we don't act now, meaning rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, the Great Lakes will be forever altered by climate change. Oh, for heaven's sake. That is a false statement, and Kildee knows it. When these politicians offer partial truths, they are hoping to create panic. It is just another way for those in power to get more power and more money and destroy our economy. Cristina Figueres, a United Nations official, admitted that global warming is a conspiracy by the UN to destroy capitalism. By the way, the Green New Deal is a big con job, a power grab attempt based on the absurd belief that Washington can control the world's climate. Predicting the climate isn't an exact science. The hypocritical left progressives are attempting to shut down genuine scientists. Now, climate change, significant long-term changes in the global climate, a connected system of sun and earth and everything people do, is indeed a natural phenomenon that has been taking place for millions of years. The Arctic and the Antarctic were once tropical, and evidence of ice ages past litter the Sahara Desert. Recently, a new scientific report, researched by professional scientists, confirms there is more nitrogen in the atmosphere, which is mitigating the CO2 effect. Also, scientific research indicates that 1,000 years ago, the temperature was as warm as it is now. So, removing the United States from this onerous climate deal, does this stop people from buying solar panels, electric cars, wanting cleaner air, water, and a cleaner planet? No, it does not. We have an agenda as Americans, liberty and justice for all. How is being in the Paris Climate Accord going to fix the Great Lakes? We do not require the United Nations stipulating our laws and projects. Our Michigan representative, Dan Kildee, was elected to do a job, which includes protecting the Great Lakes, not spending our money needlessly. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.